Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Smoke with the Loudmouth Podcast.
Healy with the Aftermath.
And we are LMPC Radio.
Hey.
So what we got going on today, Huel?
Today we have a strain review, episode 6.
Wait a second. Don't I got a couple guests on the side of me right now?
Well, Connor's in the shot because Connor's on the podcast
now. Oh, yeah.
Now,
Connor's on the podcast.
He just hasn't come up with his introduction, yet. So he's still thinking of that. But yeah, we do have a guest on the show. And our guest.
What's up, man? It's Deuce, y'all boy Deuce, man. What's up, Loud Podcast?
Yeah.
Loud Podcast. I like it.
Yeah, we good.
I like it.
All righty. So we.
You said Loud Podcast.
Loud Podcast.
Loud Mouth Podcast.
Yeah.
For his second time being on the show, you would think he'd remember.
Yeah, guys, the first time he was on the show is before we ended up in this studio here with Smokey when he actually started it.
Let me tell you, them boys came a long way since then. A long way. I'm real proud of them, man, for real. A long way since then.
Well, you know, that's all thanks to Huley and the Aftermath, to be honest with you. We do everything now at their studio, and we handle it. Well, now it is... LMPC Radio.
Exactly.
But,
yes.
You know, we're all one entity.
As
but
been, yeah.
Before, it was three separate entities coming together to try and produce their own thing while in unison, but it ended up not working out that way. We had an editor that wanted to do his own thing, could never come around, you know, so he ended up leaving, and it was just us, and Huel learned everything on his own with the computer, and here we fucking
here
are,
we are,
you know.
Hanging, you know, swinging, man. Getting it going. So what are we working with today?
Today we're doing a strain review, right? We announced.
Yes, we are a strain review. What kind of strain review are we doing?
A single strain review for strange strangers who enjoy strain reviews.
Yeah, killed it.
Goddamn it! Goddamn
it! Killed it. Killed it. Yeah.
Yeah, the auction, bro. Be
that's what's
talking.
Up.
Put it out,
he's been rehearsing that all morning, guys, just to let you know.
I really was, because I knew we were coming to do this today.
He was looking at himself in the mirror. You're somebody.
So what strain are we working with today?
Tonight, we got Mango Tango.
And yes, it is tango-y and mango-y.
Hell yeah, that shit is lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. Just a
I
smell.
I fucking love it.
Take a dancing, do the tango with the mango.
So let me get you some facts.
Yeah, let's get some. Who's the? Let's start off with. Switch it up a little bit. Let's start off with the breeder.
The breeder. Let me find.
If you can find the info on the breeder, I'm gonna confuse you guys real quick.
Let's see here. The breeder. Does not tell me.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's start off.
Does not tell me. However, I can tell you the genetics. Mango Tango cannabis strain is a three-way cross between Tangy, Peaches, and True OG. True OG and Tangy are fantastic buds in their self. I don't know about Peaches. Maybe
I've never tried Peaches. Peaches and cream.
I've eaten Peaches, you know. But I don't know about smoking Peaches. You know.
All right. And what's the THC levels and CBD levels looking like on this strain?
All right. So, okay, we're getting deep. Pretty much Mango Tango is a 70-30 indica dominant hybrid. This Kush also won first place in SoCal Cannabis Cup 2015. Just wanted to add that before I give you the THC content,
nice.
Which is 24-26%.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's good. I think the last one we had was a 16-26.
16%.
You know, that's a wide range. I don't
so
like that range.
What's the highest you think?
A real high percentage,
like
I would say, is about 32. What about you?
High 30s.
High 30s.
And bud.
And have y'all ran across those yet?
In this review, no, we had some that reached a high 20s, close to 30s, but nothing in the 30s yet.
24 is a really good low number.
But you'll see averages around.
It is.
You'll see a lot of averages in the 20s, high 20s. I mean, okay. But
what's the lowest? Like,
you gotta talk to the.
What's the lowest? You think like 15?
It can go down even lower than that. I mean, it depends on how they grow it and everything. I mean, if you have a shitty crop that you're growing and you don't use the right nutrients or anything, you might only get 12% THC or something lower than that.
Interestingly enough, on his question, I was researching some strains the other day, and I came across a strain called Cotton Candy.
Yes.
It says it only produces about a 1% THC.
That's more of a CBD.
Yeah.
They're producing CBD in that plant, so it's more of a medical use, that strain.
CBD and beauty.
So that's mainly a CBD, mainly used for medical. We broke down into rosin, I mean, like resins or like an extract or tinctures and stuff like that. So.
Oh, yep. Oh, wait, this goes to Huel. I'm about to leave Huel out of this.
You've been doing that since you were like 15.
All right. So pretty much the name suggests that it's very strong. You know, it's got a strong smell, taste of mangoes with hints of peaches and citrus. I believe before we got on the site, even we were saying the same thing. We definitely smell that citrus.
Exactly, yeah, citrus and like a mango profile to it, and a little dominant. Earthy.
Yep.
I haven't seen the facts on it yet, but that's my opinion on it.
Let's see here. The buds are dense, which
they do look dense. Yeah, they feel dense.
Yeah, it's a good bud structure if you ask me. I really like it. I'm very happy with this. Normally, I'm not a fan of mango. Mango just,
I love that mango,
it turns me off, man. It was around way too much in the early 2000s. And
exactly, that's exactly when I used to love it. I used to hate it. Oh, bro, you got that, that mango.
Sir, please talk into the mic.
I'm sorry, sir. Nah, I remember back in the day, you wasn't a big fan of that mango.
Nah, mango is not my thango. But I like a mango.
This guy.
But I do like the mango tango.
Mango tango.
All right. So what? Back to the mango tango strain. Mango tango marijuana strain induces strong cerebral euphoria, followed by relaxing couch lock and sedation.
It's an indica.
Yeah, it's in the couch, as one might say. Pretty much that means that you might be going to sleep if you smoke a little bit too much of
this.
And I think you should smoke a lot of it. So,
in other words, stuck.
Yeah.
Stuck. That doorbell ring. Ain't nobody there to answer it. They'll be back.
Damn right.
Give me a call. You should never show up without calling me.
Now, This strain mainly is to help with insomnia, nausea. It, like I said a minute ago, or just now actually, that it promotes sleep and a strong analgesic. It has strong analgesic properties.
Okay.
Just so you know, Connor. Just so you know, Connor.
I don't
know. In case you ever with your cam stuff that you be doing on the side.
Any comment on the subject?
No comment. I'd like to speak to my lawyer.
No, low blow. So there are no CBD or CBN percentages on this strain. So, like I said in the last one, that was just like that. You know, it doesn't have to be technically good for you, you know? But it's all gonna do something for you beneficial, like says. It's got no CBD, no CBN, yet it still helps you with your nausea. It helps you with insomnia, all that shit. You know
it
what I mean?
Might not be none. Someone just might not have put the information on there yet.
That is true too.
Well, hasn't been tested.
That information is unknown, like the breeder at the moment.
Could be, yes.
Now, if you wanted to grow this wonderful mango tango plant.
Is that a cat?
That's Dabs in the background.
That's Dabs.
Scratching around.
Now, you should have seen. I hope that was Dabs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was Dabs. Look at him.
All right, so if you wanted to grow, I almost forgot what I was doing. If you wanted to grow this lovely mango tango, all you would have, all the time it would take is about 70 days flowering time. Your average you know better more about this shit than I do. Go ahead. You know more. You're Dr. Green Thumb over here. I don't know what I'm talking about. The flowering time ain't the fucking
The flowering cycle's 49 to 70 days.
Uh-huh.
So, which is kinda average.
It says moderate, so
So it's normal, basically.
That's normal. Now, is that from seed To soil?
No, that's flowering.
So then
you have a veg
first...
process. You have actually a seedling process, which the seed will actually grow out and sprout to 4 or 5 inches. And then once it loses the little beginning leaves, the round ones that start off, once those leaves pop off, then it starts its vegetation stage.
Oh, see, this is the information that I could not provide.
So that means it's in its veg stage. And then you can leave it in its veg stage for as long as you want. If you want to mother the plant and use the strain over and over and over again, you can grow it out for years as long as you want. Or you can grow it for 2 months, which is about normal, 2 to 3 months, and then you switch your light cycle over and switch it over into the flowering cycle, which is, they say, about 49 to 70 days, which also can depend on nutrients and all that and how you want to grow the structure of the bud out. So
have we gone over how this thing, how this stuff looks?
A little bit at the beginning, but I mean, it looks pretty good.
Enlighten us.
Move the mic more in front of you so you're not all crooked and enlighten us, Condor. Right. It's good.
All right, well, I see very light colors. Lots of, what's the term? What's the term? Trichomes?
Trichomes.
Mm-hmm. Trichomes. Crystals. You know, yes, lots of hair. Lots of little red hair. She a little ginger girl, you know. She smells
really
good. I like
really those
good. Sweet, like we said. You could definitely. The curtains do match the drapes, ladies and gentlemen. It's hair's up here, it's down here. All the same color all around.
This guy.
All right. What do you guys think?
I think it's a good structure, truthfully. It's nice and dense. It's not too leafy.
It's dense, but it's fluffy, too.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the manicuring could have been a little better, but
I mean,
it's good. It's good. It's a good-looking bud.
They could have chopped this up. It is a little leafy on some of the ends here. But, however, this thing is lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice bud.
It's fucking lovely. You should have seen the pack it came in.
I give it...
God damn.
From our previous strain reviews, at a 1 out of 10, I give it probably about an 8.
I can second the 8. I can definitely second the 8.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a big 10 due to the fact that... I'm gonna give it a big 10 due to the fact that it's mango, which is my favorite strain of weed there is. Thank you.
You heard it from Deuce Man, the first.
From Deuce himself. He's down with the mango. And Condor, what do you give it? 1 out of 10.
Mango is actually the first weed I've ever smoked. So it's kind of like nostalgic when I smoke it. So like I love it. So I'd give it like a 9. I'm between y'all.
Okay.
I'm between you and him. It's not my favorite, but
so we're all about the same place this one. Like, you know,
I have
it,
a
it
question
a nice
though. We need to see. Is there any comments?
Got to the comments, yeah.
Got to the comments, Niall.
I'm not seeing any comments on this.
Go to
No, leave a review, search other strains,
go to
find
a different
strain
site.
Near you. By the way, guys, we are using Canna SOS. Last time,
shout out to Canna SOS.
Last time we found it on Leafly. Leafly was acting like a bitch with the falseness.
Hit up Leafly for some comments real quick. All right,
let's
see if we can bust out some comments for you guys, because these are pretty funny.
Dumbass people who still use Leafly.
Yeah.
What they're saying.
Tune in
I'm
to LMPC
kidding, guys.
Radio,
it's
guys.
All love here, man.
LMPC Radio, hottest MMJ podcast out, guys. Yeah.
Leafly. Oh, what the fuck?
I seen you type out Leafly. Leafly. Look at that Patrick Leafly. Meme going to come out. Leafly.
Check out our new episode Mango. Dropping. It is, what did we do last? The one
we just did a salad dressing
yes,
episode.
That's what it is. I'm editing, so my head's off. Cloudy with it.
I sent over.
Yes. So
I sent over those pictures. You got them right.
I think so. Yeah. So
they were definitely
watch
dick
for
pics.
The drop. That'll be dropping probably tomorrow. It's probably tonight or tomorrow. So watch for that episode 6 of Salad Dressing, and that was with Luciano the Legend and
Where to Buy Mango
T. Evans.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
That was a fucking wonderful interview.
Yes, it
too.
Was. Shout out Talion Entertainment.
Hell yeah!
Real
so for real. Yeah, I mean, it's this
way,
one's saying the same thing.
I was pretty
things.
Close. Mango, citrus, and tropical on the herb flavors. Yeah.
What did
cheddar?
You say? You
said,
an earthy.
Yeah.
Earthy.
What Chubby Cheddar say?
Chubby Cheddar.
Okay. Shout out to
Yo,
Cheddar.
The flavor is unbelievable. It's like smoking a mango that's been blessed with OG Kush's potency, but it's sweet as an apricot in August. He's definitely fucking from New York. This strain is very delightful and fulfilling. It scores big in taste. It slam dunks with power. And the medical benefits our home run. Because I does this, nigga. This is a very social strain. And women love its fruity smelling flavor. It takes two to mango tango. So let's cut a bud. I recommend trying this.
Pickle Rick!
Hold on, hold on. He's got a... I think there's more on this shit. Hey,
can I say something real quick?
Yeah. I recommend you trying this. Strain. If you ever come across this.
No. A single strain review.
Like how he says, slam dunk, then home run.
Was this review helpful to you? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Oh, sign in. I ain't signing into shit. Should I go back?
Yeah.
Should I get another one? Review. One more review? One more review before
Shout
we
out Chubby skip. Cheddar. That was great.
Yeah. One more comment.
Chubby all Cheddar. Right. Can we just find all his comments? Is there a way to do that?
I don't know. I'm gonna search Chubby Cheddar in Leafly. Okay. Mango Tango. It takes two to Mango Tango.
All right, guys. Comment number two on the Mango Tango by Leafly.
So let's cut a bud.
Mango Mango Dog.
Let's cut a bud.
Let's cut a bud.
Let's cut a bud. I'd cut a bud with you, Chubby Cheddar. What's up? Let's go. Let's cut a bud.
Yo, I fucks with Chubby Cheddar. I hope he's got some skinny bitches, though. Like thick bitches, but not like chubby
skinny
bitches.
Skinny thick. Slim thick.
Little slim thick bitches, you feel me?
Deuce loves the fat bitches.
Ooh. Ladies, hear him out. He's calling. He's got 2 months. All right, so I'm only seeing one other one.
All right.
It's from One Kush King.
One
it
Kush
just looks
King.
Like he's trying to say some other shit. He says exactly what something else said. In 2015, this strain review was the winner of the overall Southern California Cannabis Cup. He's a scholar. Smell and taste was a pungent citrus pine. Buds were lighter.
The New Yorker and a scholar. What's next? Like,
yeah, have you heard my Englishman?
My Englishman
or
my
country
boy?
I heard a country boy. I haven't heard that.
Buds were lighter green with lots of amber hairs. He didn't say orange. He says amber because he's a scholar. The buds were caked in a fine line layer of milky white crystal trichomes, and the THC level was 23%. Made me happy. Really relaxed and mildly sleepy. Light it up. One Kush King, I fucks with ya. I fucks with ya. Your pinkies out. Man. When in doubt, pinkies Shit. Out.
Pinkies out.
It sounds like a fucking chocolate commercial, man.
Right?
Encasing crystals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It says read full review. Maybe there's more to this guy than meets the eye, huh? He gave it a 4. This was 16 days ago.
Yeah, okay. So recent.
Yes, this was helpful. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I can't keep doing that.
Let's
and
go
I can't.
Back. Don't X out. Just go back. That's all you got
to
do.
Well, we ain't using it no more.
Alrighty.
Anyway.
I guess that concludes this episode 6 of the Strain Review.
Word.
And I think Connor is... Have you thought of what you're working on for an episode yet?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about doing some... I don't know. Maybe I can get some opinions, you know,
opinions.
Comments. Maybe some alien stuff. I want to see what you guys are into. I'm thinking like some alien stuff. Maybe like bringing like celebrity juice in possibly. Mixing it. Maybe some weird stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds weird like a shit. Start.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you say? Pudding?
Also, maybe anime stuff possibly. Maybe...
We tried that.
Maybe, yeah.
No.
I mean, we could definitely do it again because, you know.
Saturday nights, Toonami, shout out, Virgin Network.
Well, we'll find out. Guys, leave your comments below. Let us know what you think. Comment below and let us know what you think about that.
Let us know, people.
Let us know. What do you want me to do?
Bye,
what do you
guys.
Want me to cover?
Woo. Peace. Have
wait,
a good
wait,
night.
Wait.
Whoa.
Don't forget, we got the roll-off coming up soon.
Yeah.
Very fucking soon. You need to put your name in a comment, goddammit, and say you want in or you won't be able to get in. I'm telling you, you'll probably be able to get in. Maybe. Yeah, we'll probably let you slide.
All
right. Once. Yep.
The homie you got that rolls the best, hit
them
up. Tag them.
Tag them.
And then let us be the judge.
And then tag yourself. You tag somebody else, we'll automatically enter you in. How about that? Make it fucking easy.
Bingo.
Boom.
Deuce, thanks for coming out. Appreciate
it. Deuce. Appreciate y'all having me out here.
Anything you want to say to the public before you go?
They going somewhere, man. Just give it a little time, but them boys are going somewhere. I can already see it, man. And I seen when they first started. Just chill. They really finna take off with this, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Doggy. Up and smoke. Peace.
Hey. All right, guys. That was a good show.